This is WNHH 103.5 FM, LP, NewHavenIndependent.org. And you can do two things. You can follow us online. Just go to WNHH.org. You can listen live. Or you can go to NewHavenIndependent.org and click in the left-hand corner the little blue icon that says WNHH. We are 103.5 FM. Good evening. My name is Michelle Turner, and this is the show. On today's show, I don't know your title.
Education coordinator.
The education coordinator for the Montessori School on Edgewood. Celine.
Cecile. Malm.
I usually pronounce people's names before I get on the air, but, you know, today is one of those days. But Cecile, welcome.
Thank you
for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And I sort of know the history of the school, but can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. The organization that started the school is Greater Dwight Corporation. So they are the one who created the school, now named Montessori School in Edgewood. It first opened to the public on October 2006.
Okay.
And it is, we service families for children ages from 6 weeks up to 5 years old.
But now, were you located somewhere else?
No, that was...
It's always been
yes.
in that space?
Yes.
Okay. Because the building's beautiful.
Yes, it is. It
Lovely
really is.
Building.
Very nice, very modern.
Mm-hmm.
We have 5 classrooms. Not so big, but we're planning an expansion in the future.
Mm-hmm. So how many children altogether?
Right now we have 53 enrolled in our program.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 7 infants, 16 infant and toddler.
Wow.
And the rest are preschool.
Okay, so you have a pretty busy building.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's get really busy, especially in the morning.
Uh-huh.
During drop-off.
And pick up in the afternoon.
Pick up in the afternoon. It's much busier in the morning because they all come at the same time.
Yes.
But in the afternoon, it's a scattered pickup, so it's not as hectic.
It's a little different. So for people that don't know and don't or have never heard of, I'm not going to say understand,
right.
but have never heard of the Montessori concept, mm-hmm. can you talk about that
sure.
and what it is
yeah, I mean,
and how it's supposed to work?
Yes. Well, there's so many ways of explaining it. There's a long way and there's a short way. So Montessori philosophy or approach is really teaching children how to be independent in a very young age. But you cannot just tell a child to say, you're independent now.
Right.
So the concept is the teacher has to model it, repeat it, repetition until the child finally get it. And then you as a teacher, you're just going to be in the background supervising child is doing. So that's the main goal of the Montessori philosophy.
But now, is it not at certain stages? Does it not adjust itself?
Yes.
To a 2-year-old as opposed to a 4-year-old as opposed to a 6-year-old?
Yes. It varies from age to age. Of course, the younger the child is, the more support they need from the adults around them.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the teachers or caregivers, whoever is involved in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So the support has to be constant and consistent with the teachers and the parents too. They need to support that.
Yeah.
It's really from school to home, home to school. We really have to partner with parents for it to work and for them to understand a little bit what Montessori is. And we use a lot of materials in the classroom as well that teaches mm-hmm. children how to be independent and self-correcting materials.
Mm-hmm.
So if they make mistakes, they could figure out themselves how to correct themselves eventually, you know, with the teacher's supervision and support. Of course.
So in doing this, mm-hmm. where do your kids end up? I know that they end up in preschools and kindergartens.
Right.
But I guess my question is, what is the goal? I mean, when a child leaves Montessori, what should we expect to see?
Well, the child, a Montessori child, a full Montessori, let me just explain this first.
We, okay.
In Montessori school in Edgewood or MSOE, we're not a full-fledged Montessori school. We're planning to be full-fledged Montessori school. And in order to do that, we have to train all the teachers to be certified teachers.
Okay.
So now our setup in MSO is like we're 50% Montessori and 50% funded by the city and state.
Okay.
So we're modified. So we teach half Montessori and we teach the other half the traditional approach to teaching. So the kids in our school are really getting two things, the traditional approach and the Montessori approach.
Okay.
By the time they leave us, when they graduate preschool, they are very prepared for kindergarten and beyond because we focus on developmental domains, like how are they doing with communication? Mm-hmm. How are they doing with cognitive skills, social emotional skills, their fine motor skills, their gross motor skills? Any other school, like our setup, it's mostly like play and babysitting,
right.
But not us.
Right.
We really are proud to say that we're a school, and that makes us different.
Because I'm familiar with Montessori, so I know that there are certain steps mm-hmm. by a certain age, just right. like any developmental right. piece with a child.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly with a Montessori child, it looks a little different.
Yes. The good thing about in a Montessori setup classroom, the materials itself mm-hmm. are the one that makes that difference. You know, if a child is 2 years old and they really are advanced, they act like they're 3 or 4 year old, there are materials in the classroom that makes them motivate the skills to go to the next level.
Yeah.
So that's the difference between Montessori and a traditional school.
So now.
One of many.
So now. How many teachers per child?
Our ratio for infant and toddlers from 6 weeks to 3 years old is mm-hmm. 4 to 1.
Okay.
So we have 8 children in infant and toddler classroom in each of the 3 classrooms that we have. So there's 2 teachers, but in our infant room, we need more than 2 teachers.
Mm, yeah. So I'm sure it's very busy.
Sometimes we have 3, we have 4. In our preschool, the ratio is 10 to 1.
Okay.
So we have a classroom with 18 children, but we have 3 teachers. Our ratio are very good.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 16 children with 3 teachers as well. So
with your teachers, knowing that everybody has to be Montessori certified, what steps do they have to take? And does that make you, I guess it does, a full Montessori school? Once everybody's certified in it,
yes,
right?
We could call
but it. How long is that process?
Oh, it varies. If you have the funding,
mm-hmm.
then that could expedite things more because you could hire already full-fledged Montessori teachers.
Right.
Where we are located in the heart of the Dwight neighborhood mm-hmm. in New Haven, it's very hard to hire a full certified Montessori teacher. So we decided as a school at Montessori School in Edgewood to train.
Why is it hard?
We never really have teachers that stay. Of the pay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's just sad, you know, because they want more. But if you're a nonprofit organization, you could only pay what you can.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So what we decided to do with the help of our board of directors is we decided to train teachers who are interested and qualified to be Montessori certified teachers. And in doing so, our board of directors has been doing fundraising for, this is our 8th year now, doing mm-hmm. chocolate festival every January to raise funds to train the teachers. So in order for us to train the teachers, we send our teachers, qualified teachers, to New York. To New Rochelle for training for 4 weeks in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on for 2 more years. Until until you complete your certification. Now, when they're certified and they agree for us to train them, they have to stay with us for 3 years as
okay.
a contract
yep.
so that we could utilize their skills. But they are the one who has the certification
Right.
They could bring that anywhere with them.
It's pretty good.
Yes, it's a pretty good deal, and they don't have to pay anything.
So what does Montessori look for in teachers? Because
Montessori?
Yeah.
Well, of course, first, dedication and passion that they have for children. Because even if you're certified, you have all the credentials, and you don't have that passion, it's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
So that's the first, the passion and dedication that you really are devoted to work with different age groups and different ethnic backgrounds or cultural backgrounds. Of course, credentials.
Right.
Credentials is big. I mean, even us in our field right now, the state is already looking for teachers who have bachelor's degree.
Mm.
Even in preschool teachers, effective in a year and a half from now.
Bachelor's wow.
Degree. So it's not, it has changed a great deal.
Yeah, it's great. It's since you all have been founded, right?
Yes.
Now, this fundraiser that you're getting ready to have, it's this month.
Yes.
Is it at the school?
No, it's not. It's actually in St. Thomas More Church in Park Street.
Okay.
Yale.
Yep.
So it's this Saturday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. So this event is very big. There's a silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
There's chocolate tasting of different kinds of chocolate, different bakers from the community that participate. And there's also a contest of professional bakers.
Wow.
Amateurs and professional bakers.
So back up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Are they baking chocolate things or are they baking chocolate candy? What would I see if I came?
Different kind of chocolate that you could think of.
Wow.
From cake to fruit-covered chocolate, from souffle, everything that you could.
My mouth is watering.
So please come on Saturday, 1 to 4. You don't have to be there until for 4 hours.
So how long have you been doing this? Because this is really my first year hearing about this.
8 years. This is the eighth year that we've been doing it.
Wow. Now, the money question's always... Right. The thing, but what is your goal?
The goal is every year they would like to raise $10,000 or more, because the tuition for the teachers for us to send them to New Rochelle CMTE now it's actually $13,000.
Wow.
For one teacher
in that 4 weeks.
Yes.
So what else am I going to see? Are you having music? You got any silent auction items you'd like to tell us about?
I don't have the list of what is being auctioned. I have the list. But I could just tell you from last year, it varies from wine to scarf to, packages of women's lotion and perfume and, different things, accessories.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have a grand prize of a tour package to Africa.
Wow.
From the previous year.
Wow, that's fabulous.
Yeah, and one time was to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So they have different interesting packages.
Sounds great. Yeah,
because, we want to raise money. So you have to advertise.
You really want people to bid.
Yes.
And bid often.
Absolutely. And the cakes are from the professional chef from restaurants here in New Haven.
Mm-hmm.
They participate.
So it's very New Haven-centric in that respect.
Yes.
Because now do you have the... Well, I was going to say because that makes more sense, that people would want to be vested in somebody local as opposed to somebody who is not from the community.
Absolutely.
So do you have the famous chocolate fountain? Because, you stick it, almost like the fondue type thing.
I never see fondue in the whole 8 years.
Somebody's got to come up with fondue. Yeah, come on, y'all. Somebody's got to come up with the fondue.
That's very interesting. No, it's always like a sort of cake, cupcakes, Oreo bowls.
And, uh-huh.
Oreo
bowl.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that sounds so good.
So please come. Oh, my goodness. It's
so... You do this every year. How many teachers do you have at the school?
Right now we have 14.
Okay, so how many are certified right now?
Right now out of 14, five head teachers. Out of the five, we have three.
Okay, so you really need to turn over quickly the rate of teachers who need to be certified.
Yes, and trained.
And trained. And can train others, correct?
Absolutely.
And so, I guess I know. But what makes Montessori so special?
It's really the approach of teaching. It's very different. We give the kids a lot of space, a lot of independence, and a lot of freedom. Freedom with limits. So that's a very Montessori.
Yeah, concept.
Concept.
It is.
Freedom with limits, because if you just say to the children, okay, kids, you have freedom, then what?
Right. You have chaos.
Yeah, so limits. So, I mean, the traditional approach of teaching and Montessori philosophy have a lot of similarities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would not say that, you know, Montessori's approach is better than others. It's a very good approach. It's effective. When the, you know, if a child and family adapt to it, or the teachers or a school make it work, it works. But there's a lot of modeling and repetition,
mm-hmm.
and constant follow through and be consistent with the children. That's what it is. And once you reach that, then you will be, the teacher will be in the background.
Right. Because the children are really doing what they're supposed to do, as far as being critical thinkers and how to handle situations and social interaction and, you know, kind of figuring it out on their own, being that independent thinker and learner.
Yes, absolutely. And I could give you an example. I know you asked me what makes it Montessori special. I could give you an example in our infant room. At 5 months old, a child could hold their cup and drink their milk. I never imagined that anywhere else. When I was first introduced to that concept, I was, but it's true. It's practice, exposure, early exposure.
Well, let me ask the question, because this is a debate that I have with a few friends. There are people who believe that exposure is hogwash, and it's environmental, and that especially in minority communities, we have a tendency to use that word exposure a lot.
Right.
Whereas people who are from other communities don't look at it the same way, because they're already absorbed into certain things.
Right.
And we are not necessarily. So, you know, you have people who come from the standpoint of environment is what makes the child, almost nurture versus nature. And so when you talk about exposure, what is it in Montessori?
Well, you expose to them materials that are, as I said earlier, self-correcting materials.
Mm-hmm.
Like making them think, how am I going to figure this out on my own? You know? So right there in a public or a traditional classroom setting, right away the teacher will hover on you and help you correct. It's teacher-led concept.
Mm-hmm.
In a Montessori environment, it's the child-directed concept. So you have to figure it out until you need help. And when you need help, that's when the teacher comes.
That's when the teacher comes in.
Yes.
And they give you the assistance.
Yes.
But they still sort of step back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And stepping back, I have to reiterate to our teachers that just because we said to step back, you step back and don't do anything.
Right.
No.
Because there's a difference in doing nothing and being observant and kind of guiding people.
Exactly. There's a thin line that you have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work if you really want to follow the whole concept. Because Maria Montessori concept is really teaching. Her goal was to make sure that children are independent. Children are prepared to go to the next level, no matter what age they are.
Mm-hmm.
And the materials that she created, she really believes, and you know, it's research based, that it works for the children. So it's a very good concept. I wish I was Montessori myself when I was a child. And math is such a big thing.
Yeah. Sorry. It is. It is huge.
Yeah. And binomial cube in preschool? Unheard of. But yes, we do have a binomial cube for preschool.
Yeah.
You know, color tablets.
Well, what else do you have? What other materials?
Pink tower. It's a different size of cubes. Mm-hmm. And it goes up this high.
Mm-hmm.
And children at the very, I would say, toddler age is already exposed to that, learning shapes and different sizes, figuring out sides. So that, to me, right there, you're introducing math in a very early age.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not being intimidated by math. So in Montessori, it's common. It's very, it's like part of their world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and for me, having not a doesn't have a Montessori background growing up, I'm very intimidated with math.
We all are. That's why I went into radio. Yeah.
So that's one thing I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Not to me as a, you know, non-math person myself.
Yes.
I said, wow, binomial cube, you know.
That's amazing.
And kids are turning it, figuring it out. It's amazing. It really is. And they have this world puzzles, studying culture around the world at mm-hmm. a very young age. She always wanted to have globe in the classroom
mm-hmm.
for the kids to know that we're not the only culture in the world.
Right, and country in the world,
yes,
that there are
Americans
others.
Americans are the only people.
Yes.
So it's good. It's very good to know, you know. It's very good to know that. And those materials that she created are amazing. I wish I could have bring a couple of.
Next time.
Next time.
Next time you can bring it. So. The auction is this Saturday. The
yes.
fundraiser is this Saturday from 1 to 4 at St. Thomas Church.
Yes.
And that's located on Park Street?
Park Street.
Okay. And we can look for baked goods.
Yes, baked goods, goodies for mm-hmm. the silent auction. First, from 1 to, I would say, I think it's 1 to 2, that's chocolate tasting. So the ticket is $10. There's 10 hearts in the $10 ticket.
Okay.
So you could taste 10 different chocolates in your
wow.
with your $10. So you will punch every time you taste a mm-hmm. chocolate, you will punch. And then you will vote also, see if this is the best chocolate
right.
in the tasting.
If this is what you want.
Yes. And that right there, they combine the professional and the amateur. But, you know, one side is professional, the other side is amateur bakers. So before the auction starts, they announce the winners.
Okay.
Or am I saying this vice versa? You know, so, yeah, at around 3 o'clock, that's when they start announcing
mm-hmm.
the auction and then the winners.
Okay.
And
all right.
The grand finale is the big prize. Tour package.
The tour package,
yes.
Which sounds fabulous. It really is something. What is it that you want people to know about your school, your organization? Because it's been around 11 years. Greater Dwight really spearheaded this,
yes.
And it has been kept alive.
Yes, thanks to Greater Dwight Corporation. They are the one. So our school is very unique. We usually, when you hear of a Montessori school, you usually hear it in a, you know, upper-class neighborhood.
Right.
You know, because it's expensive.
Yes.
But we are very unique in the sense that we are modified for right now, but our goal is to be full-pledged in the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are located in the heart of New Haven, where there's family with different economic backgrounds. And there's a Montessori school right there that not many people knew about it. So we want to expose our school more. And that's one thing unique about us, because we have two different approach
mm-hmm.
in our school. The traditional approach of teaching and the Montessori approach of teaching. Where do you get that? Not many schools.
Yeah.
And yeah. We focus on the developmental milestones of the children, domains. We teach them from their communication skills, as I said earlier, cognitive
mm-hmm.
skills, social,
mm-hmm.
emotional, gross motor, fine motor skills, problem solving. All that is being carried on throughout the whole school year. We open for 12 months.
So you're open year round.
Yes, all year round. And our hours from 7:30 to 5:30.
And you have a playground.
Yes, we do.
You have a very, it's
yes, we do.
The building is very unique.
Yeah.
And you have two floors, right?
Yes. Two floors for the school. The third floor is for the Greater Dwight Corporation.
Okay. And then you have, because it's sort of like an L.
Yes.
You come in off of Edgewood,
mm-hmm.
right? And the school doors are literally off the street. Children come in there, and then you kind of foul out.
To the playground.
To the playground. And then when you come out as a car, you're on Orchard Street?
Yes, that's Orchard. Actually, the playground for the preschool that's in Orchard Street. The play area, I call it the play area for our infants and toddlers in front. When you come into the building, our parking lot, and right here is fenced in. That's their playground right here.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. We utilize the space.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do. You do utilize the space, and it's in a good space, and it's a very unique building. So it all comes together.
Yeah, and you know, our director Linda Thousand Myers, she beautified that street,
mm-hmm.
between the core of Edgewood and Orchard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the springtime, she plants a lot of flowers, and it really looks nice during, you know.
And there's a small park right there, correct? Sort of like a sitting area.
Probably that's the next. The next block.
Mm-hmm. Next block. There's a little sitting area there.
Near Amistad School.
Yes. So.
Very close to St. Ray's.
Yeah. Very close to St. Raphael's. So, again, what do you want people to take away knowing about the school? Not only that you're unusual, but that you are a unique hub.
Yes.
You're a unique hub in that neighborhood and in the city. Yes. Because there's no other Montessori in New Haven, right?
There is one.
There's
now
one,
in the
maybe?
Public school,
mm-hmm.
but they only accept certain age from, I think, preschool to older.
Yeah.
And there's one in Woodbridge, but that's totally private school.
Yeah.
So we accepting families with different economic backgrounds, low income to middle income,
mm-hmm.
to higher income.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very unique. That's what makes us unique. And that's what makes people come to us and say, oh, we never heard of Montessori. Now we heard about it. And now we want to bring our kids to your program. In fact, we have a waiting list.
Wow.
Yes, we do, especially with our infant and toddler program.
Mm-hmm.
Very high on demand. So right now we don't have any opening until summer. But
okay.
When summer comes, we will.
So what's your application process?
Well, we have a wait list.
Okay.
We have a wait list. So the way it works in admission is you fill out an application. We put you in the waiting list. It's first come, first serve basis. And the eligibility is we do accept sliding fee scale.
Okay.
So that's based on income.
Mm-hmm.
And we also encourage parents to apply for care for kids if they're eligible.
If they're eligible, yeah.
If they're not eligible, any of those, then it's a full pay.
Okay. All right. So you're open from 7:30 to 5:30. The ratio of teachers to children depends on the classroom.
Yes. Infant and toddler 4:1. Preschool 10:1.
And you're open 12 months?
Yes.
And you are on Edgewood?
Yes, Edgewood Avenue.
What's the address?
230 Edgewood Avenue, New Haven, Connecticut. 06511 is our zip code.
And if somebody is interested in tickets for the fundraiser on Saturday, what do they need to do?
They could call us. At our school, our phone number is 203-772-3210, or they could email us, msoe@snet.net, or they could go directly to the festival, and they could buy tickets at the door.
And how much are tickets?
$10.
Okay. $10. You said that before, but I wasn't sure if that was just for the chocolate piece or that was for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
$10. That's amazing. I might show up.
And Mayor Harp has been showing up every year.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know,
right.
They invite, you know, famous people in the city that I see.
Because
it's a good location.
And it's for a good cause.
Yes, it
is. And who can resist chocolate?
Exactly. And this is for the children. This is for the teachers' training.
Yeah.
We want to make a difference in the community, so now we have to train teachers. And for us to have a quality school, a good approach to teaching, then we have to train teachers to be certified Montessori teachers. And the only way to do that is to raise money, make awareness to the community that we are here to service them. And that's what we're doing this for.
Cecile, Mom, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. My pleasure.
And see, it wasn't as bad as you thought. It's very simple. You know, I appreciate you being here. You all come out this Saturday, 1 to 4, St. Thomas Church, Park Street. $10, chocolate festival. Can't beat it. I myself really don't need to eat any baked goods, but I think I might be there eating baked goods. So please come out. Please support this worthy cause. The Montessori school needs to make all of its teachers Montessori trained. So where could you get chocolate and support a good cause at the same time? Okay. Call the Montessori School at
203-772-3210.
And there are other means, but if we forget them, like I'm forgetting them right now because I didn't write anything down, call the school. They'll give you the different ways to purchase tickets. Okay. Once again, Cecile, thank you so much for being here. She is the education coordinator for the Montessori School at Edgewood. And this has been the show on WNHH 103.5 FM LP, New Haven. Thank you.